一个常常被忽略且轻看的人物呢？
Why is he often neglected and slighted?
哦，当我们把加勒单独拿出来看，
When we take out Caleb,
我们说他是一个在神眼前不一样的人。
When we examine him, we will see that he is a man with a different spirit.
我们谈他很重要。
We place importance on him.
我们说他很伟大。
We say he is great.
但是如果我们仔细的去想一想，思考一下。
But if we think closely,
请问你所知道的伟大加勒重要人物，他的一辈子到底做了什么？
What exactly did this great man Caleb do in his life?
你可能说有，我知道啊，我知道啊。
You might claim to know.
你知道什么？
What do you know?
你知道说他进了迦南地窥探那地40昼夜？是的，你知道。
Yes, you do know that he went out and spied out the land of Canaan for 40 days.
在他出来以后，只有他和约书亚说他和约书亚说有信心的话。
Only he and Joshua brought back words of faith.
是，这个是你知道的。
Yes, you know this.
你还知道加勒什么呢？
What else do you know about Caleb?
很多人讲到这里就不知道了我只知道他有进迦南地啊。
Many people only know that he entered Canaan.
另外一件事情可能是我们所知道的。
Perhaps you might know another fact.
就是在这里，在民数记的在约书亚记里面讲约书亚记15章里面讲到他去攻占希伯伦。
In Joshua chapter 15, it records how Joshua attacked Hebron.
你说哇，这个加勒了不起呀，他年纪老迈，仍然征战。
We know that Caleb in his old age went out to battle.
我想大部分的信徒对所谓的加勒就是认识这两件事情而已。
I believe that most members know only these two things about Caleb.
是，这两件是大事。
And these two, yes, they are important.
是，这两件事情值得我们学习。
And they are worthy of our learning.
是，这两件事情使他在神眼中地位不同。
Yes, these things show that he has a different place in God's heart.
但是你要想想他一生活了多少的年岁。
But let us think about also how many years he lived.
我们只知道他年轻的时候窥探迦南，年老的时候攻打希伯伦。
We know that in his youth he spied out Canaan, and in his old age he attacked Hebron.
在中间这几十年的时间里面，没有任何他的消息。
There's no recording of the decades in between these two events.
请问他是一个让人所熟悉的英雄吗？
Is he a hero that you are familiar with?
还是常常是在时代当中被人所忽略的勇士呢？
Or is he a forgotten hero in the annals of history?
所以仔细，我们如果仔细想一想，
If we think about closely,
我们其实对加勒是不熟悉的。
We are actually not familiar with
him. 圣经记载非常的少。
There are a few recordings of him in the Bible.
对他的成就没有什么记录。
And there are a few recordings of his achievements.
虽然我们知道他很重要。
Although we know he's important.
但是其实我们对他并没有什么了解。
We do not really have an understanding of him.
所以虽然他是一个当时代的英雄。
Although he was a hero at the time,
却也常常是被时代所遗忘的人物。
He is a character often forgotten in history.
所以我们今天就用一点时间来思考一下加勒的平凡人生。
Today we would like to spend some time to study the ordinary life of Caleb.
有什么是值得你跟我去学习的？
Let us think about what is worthy of our learning.
是我们对他的第一个印象。
We have an impression of him.
就是当12个族长进入窥探迦南地。
And that is when 12 leaders went to spy out the land of Canaan.
到最后40天之后，当他们出来。
When they returned after 40 days.
说只有2个有信心。
Only 2 spies had faith.
一个就是加勒，另外一个就是约书亚。
One was Caleb and the other Joshua.
我们如果仔细看看这个两个人生的轨道。
If we examine the paths of these two people,
加勒跟约书亚都是支派的族长。
They are both leaders of their tribes.
加勒是犹大族的族长。
Caleb was a leader of the tribe of Judah.
而约书亚是以法莲支派的族长。
And Joshua was the leader of the tribe of Ephraim.
所以两个都是族长。
They are both leaders.
两个都是勇士。
They were both mighty men.
两个都是年轻人。
They were both youth.
两个都被派进去窥探迦南地。
They were both sent to spy out the land of Canaan.
到出来以后，两个都是大有信心，能够说信靠神的话。
After they came out, they were both able to speak words of faith.
所以如果你把这两个人物把它放在一起啊。
If you place these two characters next to each other,
你可能会觉得啊，这种有一种寄生于何生亮翻不出来啊、哦。你可能啊会觉得说，为什么啊这两个人当同一个时代在一起啊
？You might wonder why these two people existed in the same era.
我说约书亚跟加勒其实有非常多地方他们是非常相似的。
There are many similarities between them.
啊，但是两个人却走出了两条完全不一样的生命轨道。
However, they lived out completely different.
哦、在那之后，约书亚被摩西所操练。
Joshua was trained up by Moses.
啊，到最后被神所拣选。
In the end, he was chosen by God.
成为以色列全地的领袖。
He became leader of the Israelites.
以色列全族的领袖。
He became the leader of all the Israelites.
啊，并且带领以色列人攻占了迦南地。
He led the Israelites to attack and conquer Canaan.
他成为约书亚成为那个时代最耀眼的明星。
Joshua was became the most prestigious,
成为在当地最强大的领导者
and he became the greatest leader at the time.
能够在历史上面写下辉煌的一页
and he was able to write down a magnificent piece of history.
甚至有一本书叫做《约书亚记》，都是为他而都是写了他的事迹。
The book of Joshua records his works.
可是如果我们看看跟他有类似背景的加勒
but Caleb, who had a similar background as him.
作为犹大支派的族长
，as a leader of the tribe of Judah，
其实加勒的影响力跟力量是绝对不会输给约书亚的。
The influence that Caleb had was not less than Joshua's。
因为十二个支派当中最强大的就是犹大支派。
For the strongest of the tribes was Judah。
那但是我们发觉说，作为犹大支派的族长。
However, as the leader of the tribe of Judah,
在这整个攻占迦南地这几十年的历史当中
in the history of the conquering of Canaan,
我们看到很少几乎没有对加勒什么描述跟记载
There are few descriptions or recordings of Caleb.
没有他的丰功伟业
There are no recordings of his works.
没有他的耀眼战绩
And there's nothing eye-catching.
我们更没有看到有一本书叫做加勒传特别记录他的记录他的事情。
And moreover, there is no such book as the book of Caleb.
今天如果你是加勒
，Today if you are Caleb，
我们设身处地把自己放在他的位置上去想啊。
If we place ourselves in his shoes，
你看到跟你差不多年纪的约书亚
，When you see Joshua who is the same age as you，
在以色列的团体当中越爬越高
，As he climbs up。
你看到
Social ladder of Israel,
你看到那个约书亚越来越拥有权力
as he gains more and more authority.
你看那个摩西一直注意着约书亚，不断的训练他
as you see how Moses pays attention to Joshua.
你看到那个约书亚最后神说好，就让他做以色列的领袖
when you see that God chose Joshua to be Israel's leader.
当年的你是犹大支派的首领
you as the leader of the tribe of Judah.
多年之后，你还是只是犹大支派的首领。
Are still only the leader of the tribe of Judah.
但是这个约书亚已经成为以色列的领袖、领导者了。
Yet Joshua had become the leader of the entire Israel.
一个正常的人难免心中会有一些情绪，会有一些不满。
As an ordinary person, we will have our dissatisfactions.
如果两个人差很多啊，那也就算了。
If there were a big difference between the two, then we might be able to overlook it.
但是因为两个人的条件太类似。
However, because they have similar credentials.
所以到最后比较下去就越来越不舒服。
When we compare the two, we might make ourselves uncomfortable.
所以这个是正常的人性，比较是我们人的天性。
It is human nature to compare.
从比较到不满。
From comparing to developing dissatisfaction.
从不满到抱怨。
From dissatisfaction to complaining.
从抱怨到仇恨。
From complaints to hate.
从仇恨到征战。
And from hate to contention.
所以这个常常是人的本性所造成的结果。
This is the result produced by human nature.
但是我们看到这几十年的历史当中
But in these decades of history.
不管摩西怎么样重用约书亚，不管神怎么样，最后拣选约书亚。
It doesn't matter that Moses chose Joshua or God chose Joshua.
我们从头到尾没有看到加勒出来抱怨、抗议，甚至表达他的不满。
Caleb during these times did not murmur any types of complaints.
这是他生命当中被神所称赞的称赞的原因之一。
And this is a reason why he was commended by God.
如同在这里我们刚刚所念的。
Just as we have read.
他说因为加勒有一个不一样，有另一个心智啊。
My servant Caleb has a different spirit in him.
别人的心智是什么？
What is the spirit of others?
心智就是事业成功，人人出名，然后得到财富，然后掌有权势，这不就是人的心智吗？
The mindset of a regular man is to become outstanding and to become wealthy.
所以我们看到世界上许多的人啊，拼了命啊，要争要夺要抢要拥有。
People in the world pursue after things with their lives.
这个叫做人的心智。
And this is the mindset of men.
希望在世界能够成功。
It is to become successful in the world.
希望能够在别人眼中蒙众。
Is to become to have weight in the eyes of others.
但是在这里说，加勒却有一个不一样的心智。
But Caleb had a different spirit.
他的心智在于活出一个有意义的人生。
Different spirit is that he wanted to live a different life.
他的心智在于活在神面前有价值。
His mindset was to have value before God.
所以虽然没有被人所看见。
So although he was not seen by others.
在以色列人的历史当中消失的英雄加勒。
The forgotten hero Caleb of Israel.
在神眼中却是又忠心又良善的仆人。
Is a good and faithful worker of God.
所以我们今天都在教会，都在侍奉，都在参与各样的圣工。
We today are participating in various holy works.
很多时候啊，当我们被忽略了，没有被重用，我们难免心里感到不高兴。
When we have been neglected, we often may feel discouraged.
为什么教会选他不选我？
Why did the church choose him and not me?
为什么信徒投他没有投我
？Why did vote for him and not me?
是不是我被大家否定了呢
？Have I been denied by others?
还是大家对我有什么偏见吗
？Or is there a bias against me?
所以有时候啊，我们只要我们在侍奉当中啊，常会出现这种情绪上的反应。
We might often have these types of emotional reactions.
所以啊，生气当中，那我就不来啦。
We might, in our anger, refuse to come.
你们既然不选我，不认同我，那我以后也不做了。
Since you do not vote for me and you do not affirm me, then I will no longer work.
教会的事工，谁爱做谁去做吧，反正你们不喜欢我，我不做了。
Since you don't like me, I will leave it to you to decide who should do it.
到最后在信仰上就成为一种幼稚。
Then we become immature in our faith.
我们今天侍奉到底是为了谁？
Who do we serve? Why do we serve?
我们今天参与的目的到底是什么？
What is the motivation of our service?
我们今天信仰追求的目标在哪里？
What is the goal of our faith?
不就是希望说信仰能够蒙神喜悦，侍奉能够在神面前有价值吗？
Is it not to please God and to have value before Him?
那为什么那么在意别人的反应？
Why then are we so concerned about others' reactions?
为什么那么需要别人的掌声？
Why do we need others' applause?
为什么充满了那种情绪上面的侍奉？
Why are we filled with this type of emotional servitude?
你看加勒一点反应都没有。
Caleb did not have any reaction.
神要用约书亚，感谢主啊，那约书亚你就努力啦。
Since God wants to use Joshua, he probably thanked God.
因为加勒对自己的侍奉非常清楚。
Because Caleb knew why he served.
他的价值在神面前专心跟从。
His value is that He followed God faithfully.
所以在这里是给我们所有的弟兄姐妹，所有的同工都一个重要的提醒。
This is an important reminder to all of us as holy workers.
侍奉当中从来不再得到多少的掌声。
Our servitude does not consist in the applause that we receive.
参与工作绝对要避免彼此当中的增进。
And participation in holy work, we should prevent competition in. When we participate in holy work,
如果今天没有用到我们
If today we are not used,
我们要感谢神，因为表示有更好的工人出现啊。
We should give thanks for there is a more suitable worker.
然后就好像施洗约翰所说的。
Just as John said,
施洗约翰说，施洗约翰说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He shall increase and I shall decrease.
然后当施洗约翰把自己降到最卑。
When, John the Baptist lowered himself.
神就把他提到最高，成为有价值的。
Then God raised him up to become the most valuable.
圣经里面讲到有一个人名叫巴拿巴。
The Bible mentions a man by the name of Barnabas.
巴拿巴这个名字你也熟悉对吧？
And you are familiar with the name Barnabas also.
哇，对对对，我很熟，很重要的一个人啊。
And you might say yes.I know him. He's a very important character.
是啊，他又是另外一个你觉得很重要，但是你也不知道他做过什么事情的人啊。
Yes, he is another person that you think important, yet you do not know what he did.
巴拿巴的一辈子做了什么事情？
What did Barnabas do exactly?
他的人生最重要的关键在哪里？
What was key in his life?
他创造了什么划时代的壮举？
What type of era-changing action did he take?
你再看啊，其实没有什么啊。
There's nothing of the sort.
他的其实他的侍奉人生非常的平淡。
His life of servitude was very ordinary.
圣经也没有记载他行什么惊人的大神迹啊。
He did not perform some great miracle.
但是啊，他带了两个人出来。
However, he brought two people out.
一个叫做保罗。
One was named Paul.
一个叫做马可。
The other was Mark.
保罗就是写了新约将近一半书信的这个保罗啊。
Paul was a man who wrote half the epistles in the New Testament.
马可就是马可福音的作者。
And Mark was the author of the book of Mark.
保罗说是在教会当中，在侍奉路上有用的工人。
Paul was a useful worker in the work of the gospel.
所以巴拿巴本身并没有什么惊天动地的伟大事迹。
Barnabas did not do some astonishing task.
但是在他的平淡侍奉当中，却创造出一个不一样的时代。
However, in his ordinary service, he created a different era.
所以我们看到加勒的一生。
When we look back to the life of Caleb,
你真的没有看到什么轰轰烈烈的伟大事情。
You did not see some grand task that he did.
这样的一个大英雄，这样一个大勇士。
He was such a mighty warrior and a hero.
旷野40年当中，你没有听到他的消息。
But you do not hear of his news during the 40 years of wandering.
但是你有没有听见？你知不知道？讲实话，一点都不重要啊。
But it doesn't matter if you have heard of it or seen it.
因为神看见、神知道、神接纳就够了、啊。
Because it is enough that God has seen it.
所以我们今天在侍奉神。
Today, when we are serving God,
你在追求的是什么
？What is it that you pursue?
是别人注意的目光吗？
Is it to be eye-catching?
是给你欢呼的掌声吗
？Is it applause?
还是你只重视在神面前你的侍奉有没有价值
？Or do you only hold in high regard the value that you have in God's eyes?
因为这个会决定你最后能不能在神面前得到荣耀。
For this will determine whether or not you will be glorified.
我们看回来啊，士师记啊，我们来看啊，约书亚记的第十五章。
Let us turn to Joshua chapter 15.
约书亚记的第十五章。
Joshua chapter 15.
约书亚记十五章的第十四章啊，对不起啊，约书亚记的十四章。
Joshua chapter 14.
十四章的第六节。
Chapter 14, verse 6.
第六节，那时犹大人来到吉甲见约书亚，有基尼喜族耶弗尼的儿子加勒对约书亚说：“神在加底斯巴尼亚指着我与你对神人摩西所说的话，你都知道了。”第七节
，Seven.
神的仆人摩西从加底斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正40岁，我按着心意回报他。第八节
Eight.
然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从主我的神。第九节
Nine.
当日摩西启示说，你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙永远为业，因为你专心跟从主你的神。第十节
Verse ten.
自从神对摩西说这话的时候，神照着他所应许的使我存活这45年，期间以色列人在旷野行走，看哪、啊、现今我85岁11。
11.
我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样，无论是征战是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。12节。
12.
求你将神那日应许我的这山地给我，那里有亚纳族人，并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了，或者神按照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。13节。
13.
于是约书亚为耶弗尼的儿子加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业。而在这里讲到加勒年老时候的事迹。
Here describes events in Caleb's old age.
我们刚才有说到说，其实圣经里面对加勒的记载非常的少啊。
We have mentioned that there are few recordings of Caleb.
你觉得他很重要？你觉得他很有名？
You think that he is important and well known.
那但是你仔细看，其实圣经里面对他的讲、对他的形容、叙述事迹非常非常的少。
However, if we examine closely, there are actually few recordings of him in the Bible.
啊，但是虽然少。
Although there are few.
但是短短的一点点就能够画出他与众人不同的心智以及他生命的价值。
The few passages that do exist, paint a picture of his different spirit.
有的人生命可能很多事情啊。
Perhaps there are lives.
有人可能做了很多事情啊。
There are people who did many things.
从早忙到晚，从小忙到老。
They are busy from day to night.
每天都很忙，每天都很忙，但是不知道忙什么。
They're busy day in and day out, and they do not know.
每天都很累，很累，但是不知道是为什么累啊。
They do not know why they are tired.
哦，所以啊，虽然每天忙累，忙累。
Although they are busy and tired.
啊，但是啊，你仔细看啊，他的人生里面啊，你不知道他到底人生到底活出什么价值来啊。
However, you cannot see any value in their lives.
啊，到最后只是瞎忙。
In the end, they wander blindly.
好像很多事情，但是没有一件值得被纪念的。
It seems as if there are many things in their lives, but there's not one that is worthy of remembrance.
哎，但是有的人生命就像加勒一样。
There are others whose lives are like Caleb's.
事情不多，一记载就是千年为纪念的。
There are a few events in their lives, yet the few are remembered for thousands of years.
一点点的事情被记录下来，就是在神眼中特别宝贵的。
And the few events that are recorded are precious in the eyes of God.
从千年前到如今。
From thousands of years ago to today,
来被人传颂，被神赞赏。
They have been shared by many and praised by God.
哦，所以我们每天都做很多事。
Today, every day we do many things.
我们一辈子追求很多的目标。
We pursue many goals.
请问你所追求的事，你所努力的目标，有哪一件是真正能够让神最后称赞你的呢？
May I ask you which? Which deed of yours is will be worthy of God's praise in the end?
加勒的事情不多，就是生命的头跟尾的这两件大事。
There are few events in Caleb's lives that were recorded.
他说：“我年轻的时候定义专心跟从主。”
He said, "When I was young, I wholly followed the Lord."
到如今我85岁了。
Today I am 85.
我仍然是专心跟从我的主。
I will still faithfully follow my Lord.
这个就是他人生的价值。
This is the value of his life.
哦，所以当他85岁的时候，
when he was 85,
他来到约书亚的面前。
He came before Joshua.
他来到约书亚面前做什么？
Why?
几十年来没有看到他跟约书亚说什么事情。
There were decades passed before he spoke any word to Joshua.
没有争权，没有夺利。
He did not pursue nor fight for authority.
没有跟约书亚竞争首领的位置。
He did not fight for the position of a leader.
那到45年之后，他又站出来了。
45 years later, he stepped out.
他跟约书亚说：“这一块地是我的。”
He told Joshua, "This land belongs to me."
为什么他说这块地是我的？
Why did he say that it belonged to him?
他说：“在神面前，在摩西面前，你都知道的，你都听到了。”
He told Joshua, "You know the words of God before Moses."
说这一块地是神所应许给我的土地。
This land has been given to me as inheritance.
因为我专心跟从他。
Because I have wholly followed the Lord.
所以我们看到说加勒的一生在意什么事情。
We see what Caleb truly cared about in his life.
有这么多土地，他不讲不抢。
There is so much land that he did not fight over.
以色列的权力地位，他不争不夺。
He did not try to pursue after the authority over Israel.
因为他只在意一件事情啊。
For he only cared about one matter.
他只在意说，这是神所应许，这是我的，所以我一定要得到。
He cared about God's promise, and therefore he pursued it.
为什么他被称为一个有不同心智的人呢？
Why was he deemed as one with different spirit?
因为当人的眼睛都在看一片又一片的土地。
While the others were glancing at lands and other lands.
当人在追求那个越来越高的地位。
As men were pursuing higher positions.
当人在重视那个越来越重的权柄。
As men were placing importance on authority.
他说加勒只在意一件事情。
Caleb cared only about one thing.
就是这是神的应许，是我的，所以我一定要得到。
That is, this is God's promise, and it is for me to take.
他来到约书亚的面前，不是在跟约书亚商量哦。他不是来。
Caleb did not come to consult with Joshua.
他不是说约书亚，这块地可不可以给我啊？这块地不错哎。
He did not say, Joshua, this land is good.
Can you give it to me, please?
We've been friends for so many decades.
你要记得，我没有跟你抢首领哦，我让你哦。
You must remember that I did not fight over the position of leadership with you.
加勒来到约书亚的面前，他不是在商量的。
Caleb did not come to Joshua to consult him.
他是来通知约书亚。
He came to give the message to Joshua.
因为这块地不是约书亚送给他的。
Because this land was not given to him by Joshua.
这块地是神所应许给他的，是他的。
This land was promised to him by God.
所以不管是谁，
No matter who it is,
都不能够拒绝阻挡他得到神所应许的路啊。
He shall not prevent Caleb from inheriting this land.
所以今天我们在追求什么？
Today, what are we pursuing?
我们心中以什么为重？
What do we place importance on?
加勒只在乎这一块地。
Caleb only cared about this land.
不管这一块地是好地还是坏地。
Whether it be good or bad.
不管这一块地容易攻打或者是非常困难。
Whether it be easy to conquer or difficult.
他只跟约书亚说：“你当年听见的这一块地是神人摩西应许给我的。”
He only told Joshua that this land has been promised to me by the word of Moses.
所以我一定要得着它。
Therefore, I must take it.
今天我们天上的父神应许给我们永生的福分。
Today, our God in heaven has promised to us eternal blessings.
说那天上的家乡、永远的福气、永在的国度是你的。
The eternal home, the eternal kingdom, it belongs to you.
但是你有很在乎吗？
But do you care about it?
你有非常坚持吗？
Do you persist?
你有像加勒一样说，这是我的，我一定要得到它。
Are you like Caleb? Have you said, this is mine and I must take it?
希望说我们每个人都能够像加勒一样拥有这个强大的心智。
May all of us have this determination as Caleb did.
其他的有没有没有关系。
It does not matter if we have the others.
但是这个应许从神来的，我一定要得着。
But this is a promise of God and I must have it.
在这里加勒告诉我们。
Here Caleb tells us.
他说在这一块土地上他有亚纳人，你也听见了。
And he told Joshua that there are men of Anakim.
亚纳人就是巨人族。
Anakim are descendants of giants.
在那个年代是真正有巨人的。
In that time, there were truly giants.
他们当年进到迦南地的时候，看到那个哇，看见他说看我们好像蚱蜢一样，就是这些巨人啊。
And these were the giants that caused Israelites to think of themselves as grasshoppers.
所以啊，40年之后，他们又来到这个地方。
40 years later, they once again arrived in this
place. 要面对当年的敌人，甚至是更强大的敌人。
They needed to face their enemies. Moreover, these enemies were even stronger.
在最美的土地上有最强大的亚纳族。
In the most beautiful land, there was the Anakim lived where they were. The Anakim who were the strongest.
而且那里有高大坚固的城墙。
And the cities were great and fortified.
但是啊，在这里加勒说，我当年如何，我如今也如何。
But Caleb said, just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war. Now,
如果神帮助我，我就可以把这些巨人把他们赶出去。
If God is with me, then I will drive out these giants.
我们都喜欢得到神的应许，我们都希望能够得到神的恩典。
All of us wish to inherit God's promise.
但是在最美的土地上，常常有着最强大的敌人。
However, the strongest enemies often live in the most beautiful lands.
不但是巨人，而且城墙高大。
They were not only just giants, but cities that were great and fortified.
我说，当你今天面对这一块美地，你想要得到的好处。
In the face of this land of blessings.
但是你愿意为它付出什么代价？你能够靠神勇敢的前进吗？
You wish to enter it, but can you rely on the power of God?
加勒说：“我当年如何？”加勒说：“我当年力量如何，如今也如何。”
Caleb said, "Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength."
这句话有可能吗
？Is that possible?
啊，我们啊，这个随着年纪渐渐的，年纪渐渐的老去，我们知道是不太可能的。
As we age, we know it is not.Actually possible.
哇，二十年前篮球场一打两个小时没问题。
In the past, we might have been able to play basketball for 2 hours.
啊，现在上场十五分钟就要被抬下来。
But now, after only 15 minutes, we might need to be carried off the court.
哦，所以啊，在过去这几年呐、啊，每年的那个传道者进修会的时候
，Thus every year during the The National Minister's Workshop.
啊，我们每天都有排运动时间啊。
We have allocated time for exercise.
啊，你看那个运动时间啊，那个真的啊，有时候下场蛮凄惨的、啊。
And the situation is pretty sad.
被扶进去的，被抬进去的，差点叫救护车的。
There are many instances where people had to be carried away, or we almost had to. Called emergency services.
为什么？因为随着年纪渐渐老去，而又没有怎么在运动，身体没有怎么在运动。
As we age and as we become sedentary.
哦，所以当年如何，现今完全不是这样啊。
So our strength was then, so now is not our strength.
啊，我这两天在换驾照。
These past few days, I have been applying for a new driver's license.
啊，要把它换成加州的驾照。
I'm going to apply for a California driving license.
在找资料的时候啊，不小心翻出我当年曾经在加州这里的上一张驾照啊。
And during this process, I accidentally found my old California driver's license.
上面啊有身高体重的记载。
And on it records my height and my weight.
身高没有怎么变。
My height hasn't changed much.
我太太一面看一面摇头啊，说怎么体重变这么多啊？
And my wife shook her head as she looked at it, wondering why
my weight changed so much. It
is life that our bodies change as we
age. 所以为什么加勒敢说我当年如何，我现在也如何呢？
How then was Caleb able to say that just as my strength was then, so now is my strength?
是加勒吹牛乱讲话吗？
Is he bluffing?
还是他对自己的力量有最清楚的认识
？Or does he truly have an understanding of his own strength？
因为他知道说他从来不是靠自己的力量在征战。
Because he knew that from the beginning he was not relying on his own strength。
虽然他是一个勇士
，although he was a warrior，
但是勇士遇到巨人还是没有什么用的、啊。
It is no use that he is a warrior if he is fighting a giant。
所以当年当他看到这些巨人的时候。
45 years ago, when he met these giants,
他就讲说，靠着神，我们可以打败他们。
He said we will be able to conquer them, by the power of God.
45年之后，对他来讲，事情是一样的、啊。
45 years later, it was the same situation.
因为这场征战从来跟我的力量没有关系。
For from the beginning, this battle had nothing to do with my own strength.
都是靠神的力量在征战。
He was fighting by the strength of God.
靠着神来把敌人赶出去。
He was relying on God to drive out the
enemies. 靠着神来征服这块土地。
He relied on God to conquer the land.
所以因为在他的脑海里面，这整个力量的对比，他自己占的太少。
Because in his eyes, he held such a small proportion of power.
所以45年前我很弱，45年之后我还是很弱啊，没有关系啊，神很强就可以啦。
If 45 years ago I was this weak, and 45 years later I'm still this weak, it does not matter because God is always stronger.
因为在他的征战的观念里面说，只要神愿意，没有做不到的事情。
He had the mindset of if God is willing, there's nothing we cannot do.
哦，使得他能够在自己年纪老迈的时候打出生命当中最精彩的一仗。
In his old life, he fought the most brilliant battle of his life.
因为征战的得胜从来不在于他力量的多寡。
the victory of success or success does not depend on his own strength.
认识到对神的需要才能够得到最后的成功。
He knew that by God he would be able to become victorious.
我们来看哥林多后书的第四章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书的第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章的第七节。
Verse 7.
他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力，不是是出于神，不是出于我们。第八节。
Verse 8.
我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。第十节。
10.
身上曾带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身再也显明在我们的身上。在这里保罗告诉我们。
Here Paul tells us.
保罗自己人生的经验跟侍奉中的经验。
He tells us his experience and servitude.
就是到最后，你人生要成功，侍奉要顺利，不是靠你自己的本事。
That is, we cannot rely on our own abilities if we want to, be successful in our servitude.
因为保罗是一个很有本事的人。
Because Paul was capable.
又有口才，又有智慧，又有学历，又有身家背景。
He had eloquence and he had education. He had good family background.
有超人一点的身份。
And he had a status above others.
有自己的跟随者。
He had his own followers.
所以这一切的一切都是世人所吹捧的。
All in all, these were the things that were, elevated by others.
也是很多人啊拿来当做倚靠的。
And this was what others relied on.
但是在侍奉神这么多年之后。
However, after serving God for many years.
保罗到最后只有一个认识而已啊。
Paul had one understanding.
就是如果没有靠着神，我们什么都不能做。
If not by God, we cannot do anything.
但是如果有神与我们同在。
But if God abides with us.
虽然人的能力有限。
Although our power is limited.
虽然人的智慧不足。
Although we lack in wisdom.
虽然人能够做的很少。
Although we can do so little.
但是如果有神与你同在，如果有神在旁帮助。
If God abides and God helps,
你就要用你的短暂简单的人生为神创造无比的辉煌。
Then you shall use your short life to create, help God create.
有这宝贝放在有这宝贝放在你这个瓦器里面。
And you will have a treasure in an earthen vessel.
你就能够显明莫大的能力来。
And you will manifest God's glory.
所以当加勒说我当年如何，我现在也如何。
So when Caleb said,So my strength was then.
他不是一个骄傲。
This was not a sort of arrogance.
也不是随便乱讲。
And this was not him bluffing.
而是对自己有最清楚的认识。
Rather, it was him having a clear understanding of himself.
因为对加勒来说
，For to Caleb,
对神岂有难成的事呢？
There is nothing impossible with God.
所以啊，从这加勒的简单人生里面，我们看见啊。
From Caleb's ordinary life, we see
加勒人生的坚持。
The insistence and persistence in Caleb's life.
他只坚持一件事。
Was on one thing.
就是专心跟从主。
That is wholly following the Lord.
加勒人生的追求。
The pursuit of Caleb's life.
他只追求一件事。
Was toward one thing.
就是那应许给我的盼望。
That is the promise given to me.
加勒人生的倚靠。
The reliance of Caleb.
他人生当中只有一个倚靠。
Was one thing only.
就是依靠我的神，岂有难成的事呢？
That is, if by the power of my God, there's nothing impossible.
也因为有这样子简单的信念。
And because of his simple faith.
使得他最后走出了一个不一样的人生来。
He walked a different life.
特别蒙神称赞。
He was commended by God.
被称为不同心智的人。
As someone who had a different spirit.
希望我们每个弟兄姐妹都能够像加勒一样。
May each one of us be as Caleb.
在信仰的路程当中。
In our lives and our walk of faith.
能够使我们从头走到尾。
May we walk from beginning to end.
不要只是勉强过终点哦。
And let us not only barely pass the finish line.
而要追求荣耀进神国。
Rather, let us pursue to enter the kingdom of God with glory.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
177首。
177.